L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a sign of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more.
Welcome back to the show.
Death wish. Be right, didn't have.
We'll get to Gray and Willie Pete in a minute. But we did give away another pair of tickets to the listener appreciation party. Who won it this time, Sean?
We got Liz.
Liz?
Yes.
Okay. And what sounder did Liz choose?
We did it!
The original.
Yes, extending its lead.
So,
is now clinched.
I did not
can rest the starters.
I don't think this show has ever had a woman call the show before.
No.
Have we had a woman call the show
before? Yeah.
Oh, one of Eric's?
Yeah. Candy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Carly?
That is a woman, yes. But I put that in a different category.
Okay.
Like, I feel like if it is Candy, as you say, I feel like that was prompted by Eric. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Liz, I don't think I've heard that name associated with Eric before.
No.
I will credit Eric with one.
It wasn't Eric.
I know it wasn't Eric, but I will give Eric credit for one thing. It is the same woman, even if she uses different names.
Yeah, so it wasn't that woman.
He apparently is in some type of long-term relationship, and she just, like, is a part of his bits. So I'll credit. I love a comedy couple. I mean, we need Eric and Candy now that Christina P. and Tom are no longer together.
Can't believe in love anymore.
Well, they were together, as they would tell you, a successful decade or so, however long they said they were together. So sometimes things just end. But apparently Candy and Eric still going strong. That's been a thing for at least 8 years or so, I think. So credit to you two. However that's going, congratulations. I don't think we'll see Eric at the party. He likes to be anonymous. Let's get to Willie P. here. Sean, you expected this. We'll see where this leans, but it's only game one, so it probably is going to come particularly my way where this shade is going to land. But Man U loses to Hull. I think recently promoted Hull. I think they were in the championship last year. And that's how the Premier League works. Like Arsenal hosted a promoted side. They like to send the big clubs early to play one of the newly promoted sides.
Stadium.
Yeah, gets everyone excited for the season and stuff. One of the rewards for getting promoted is you get to play one of the big clubs, and sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. Then it went Hull's way. They took out Man U. What's up, Willie P?
Good morning, Dale, Sean. How y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
Not bad. So what I'm throwing shade at, it's actually more egregious than Man U losing the whole city. So I was catching up. I don't know if you hear my voice, but I've been sick. So I was catching up on last week's podcast, and I was listening to the Thursday show with Raheel. And by golly, let me tell you something. I need Raheel's I need his Zelle account because I need him to pay me for the 40 to 45 minutes that I wasted on his nonsense. Normally I like Raheel, but I realize I like Raheel when he's with you and you can keep him on track and he doesn't go off on these random tangents. Like, I understand what this show is about and the reason why I like it. You know, it's not just sports, it's entertainment, everything that goes with it. You and Sean do a great job of that. But with Raheel, man, it was a rough listen. I mean, no one wants to hear about Stafford City Council. How many times are you going to talk about your daughter, who plays volleyball? And he didn't talk about enough about sports. And when he did, it was like, I don't know, maybe just Raheel's whole, like, ditzy 40-year-old, I'm friendly with everybody, I'm down with Gen Z shtick that he has. but it was rough, man. I just fast-forwarded that, screw it. I fast-forwarded through the last 15 minutes of the first hour, and I just marked the second hour as played and went on to my other podcast. If you're going to go on vacation, dude, just hand it over to Sean for the week.
I don't have control over that, by the way.
Hey, it's your show. Damn it, you can tell Joe. Hey, man, you can make me lose listeners. I mean, I've never stopped listening, but I mean, you won't get no listener. You won't have me listening during the week of Rahil's on that mug. But yeah, it was so bad, dude. I don't even care the Man United lost. We can bounce back, but I can't bounce back for the 40 minutes I lost listening to that dude. Raheel, we all know you're smart. This whole ditzy air. Oh, and my biggest issue with Raheel is somebody explained to that dude what a banger is. He tried to get Sean to agree with him on some song, and Sean thought he was just going to breeze through it. And then he doubles back, and Sean's like, dude, I never heard this song. I don't know what you're talking about. Poor Sean, bless his heart. He was doing his best to save that first hour, and Raheel was just killing it, and not in a good way. I mean, he swears everything is a banger, and it's like, dude, bangers are songs that stand the test of time. Just because it was something that you and your weirdo friends rocked out to doesn't mean it's necessarily a banger. If no one else knows the hell you're talking about, it's not a banger. I digress. I had to get that off my chest because I felt like Raheel just ruined the last hour of my life today, and it's only Monday. So, you know, screw you, Raheel. Anyways, Sean A. Mace, you guys have a, see, I can't even talk right now. You guys have a great rest of your day. Sean A. Mace, what to do, baby? Peace, fellas.
I didn't expect it. I don't know that I've heard such a strong reaction to anything Raheel has done in a negative way in a very long time. There have been moments where people take issue with what we all do. It's just the nature of it. Willie P., and it's funny you use throw shade because that was Raheel's invention. So you use his own invention against him. Throw shade, it used to be Throw Shade Thursday. And you took your shots. And because you did, anyone's open to respond. This is how it goes. And then if it gets too much, then I'll have to jump in. But I gave him his runway. I didn't hear any of it. Sean, what was the song? Do you remember?
I already had it up.
I saw you working. So let's reveal the song that I wouldn't say you had an argument with, but you had never heard, really. And
yeah, he referenced it. I just kind of like chuckled, and then and then I forgot how he like actually asked me about the song. I was like, I just kind of chuckled to keep it moving.
Call and response. You're talking to your host. Willie P thinks this song is something Raheel and his weird ass friends listen to. What's the song?
All Around Me by Flyleaf.
I mean, I've heard this song. It's fine, but there was a time period for it. I don't know that it stands the test of time.
He did tell me to talk to you about this.
I've heard it. I mean, it was a popular song. Look, it's a Christian band with a singer who is a woman. There was a time where, and she has a great voice, but I don't know that many people have heard it. Had to be
myself included.
He had to be an older millennial. Like, wouldn't it come out like 2015, something like that? I don't even know. It's fine. I mean, I wouldn't call it a thing.
Posted 16 years.
Yeah, it's a long time ago that this song, and it had its run, like on MySpace, for people who remember that. And I'm sure they were in and around the Warped Tour crowd at some point, and they had a run. It didn't last very long. It's not something I would play on a daily basis. Even back then. It's not even their best song, I would say.
Is their better song, one second? Is it, what's the name? Fully Alive?
It's probably that one, but I don't really have a memory of the lyrics or anything.
That's also on my YouTube recently.
I just remember there was a time where Flyleaf, as they're called, had something, but that was back in 05, back around when Warped Tour was maybe at its peak. Thanks for the call, Willie P. Very insulting, but that's what Throw Shade Thursday is about.
Yeah, on a Monday.
Yeah, can't get after you, particularly when you set the tone. When you tell Sean it's going to be Throw Shade, then
yeah,
got to let you go.
I'm glad I knew it was coming.
Yeah, and
because I thought it was going to be Man U related.
So did I.
What a state of the program, how they say it over there at the program. Mm-hmm.
By over there you mean Clemson?
No, Manchester. Oh. Where they were losing at Hull. It's like, I'm not even worried about that.
Well, Willie P just had some things get off his chest. I know. I'm sure there are people over there who are like more concerned about the losing program. The Hull city than than Raheel's 40 minutes that he couldn't get back.
Our program is in shambles.
Yeah. Yeah. The project, I think, sometimes they call it, too. But either way, we've got more Premier League today, so we'll see if I feel better. Because Chelsea versus Fulham in a derby. Former Real Madrid coach Arbeloa is now coaching Fulham. We'll see how his project goes against one of their London rivals. Let's get to Dre. He wants to talk some Astros as maybe he wants to air some grievances, too. We'll see.
And then there wasn't that much Stafford City Council talk, by the way. It just kind of came up.
It's part of Raheel's former podcast.
Yeah.
CityCast. He used to talk about the goings-on in the city of Houston quite a bit. It was just part of the deal. And it kind of filtered over into my show. But for Willie P and anyone else, I don't control who replaces me. Sean and Brian did a lot of that last week. Credit to them that Willie P at least would prefer you over the guy he ripped for five straight minutes. So you have that on your resume. We'll see what Joe does. I think Joe's just scrambling. Hey, who can do this from 10 to 12? Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. And Raheel was willing to do it. And you reward him with that. Throwing his own thing back in his face. How it goes. Live long enough to be a villain. Is that how that goes? Let's go to Dre. Let's talk some Astros. What's up?
Hello?
Go ahead. What's up?
Hey. This is not Dre. This is Jerry.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, welcome back, Dale. Hey. We got Christmas Eve in August, and I'm thankful. I guess this is karma to Crane for letting go of Click after winning the World Series. You know, I was working out this weekend, and I just checked them on my phone. It's like the Astros were up 5-0, and I was like, great. You know, I'll take 2 out of 3 against the A's, and, you know, I prefer a sweep, but, you know, 2 out of 3 is always good, and then, boom, I'm driving home, and I just check my phone, and we lose. Like, that's, I don't know. I didn't see how we lost it, but how do you give up, I guess, what, 5 or 6 run lead? That's embarrassing. Anyway, so I'll call back on Friday and give you my update on Game of Thrones. I'm not going to recap a whole season because from what I'm finding out, it's a lot. But I finished season 3. The King of the North, when they're walking out with Robb Stark's body with his wolf's head, that was crazy. But anyways, it's going to be a little recap because my work has got really busy now. So, but anyways, welcome back, and I'll catch you on Friday. Bye.
Appreciate it. If you don't know, we've made Jerry our Game of Thrones correspondent for a series that's long been finished.
We've deputized him.
But Jerry is doing a rewatch.
I think Watch.
Oh, Watch. Yeah.
He's watching it for the first time.
Yeah, he is watching it for the first time. So it's interesting to hear Jerry talk about it. As a first-time watcher, I don't know how many spoilers he's avoided, but he mentioned House of the Dragon. There's a giant spoiler for that show in Game of Thrones. So he's on it. He'll join us on Fridays. At least he'll call in because that's our time to talk movies and television. Although, you know, you can sprinkle it in throughout.
Yeah, whenever.
I saw a movie. We'll go to break. I think it might have been James Vanderbeek's last thing he ever did before he passed away. It's on Prime. It's called The Gates. And what's it about? Three young men who are just trying to get to a party have to take a detour because of traffic in the Dallas area. Cuba Gooding's son is in it, Mason Gooding. He was a Highland Park resident in the movie, and he travels to this gated community. And while they don't ever say we don't want black people in this community, that's just the underlying theme of the entire movie. It's James Vanderbeek is one of those cool young pastor types. They built a community where, hey, we got to separate ourselves from the rest of the world because it's a gated community. It's not like a compound or a commune, but it's like, hey, we got to protect ourselves from all the outside stuff. There's a mega church that's going to be built, that's being built as an ode to this community's growth and prosperity, and then hijinks and hilarity follow. And by that, I mean James Vanderbeek's character kills a woman in his home. And the three young black men see it, and then it's them against the rest of the community as they have to try to somehow prove their innocence and avoid a gun-toting James Vanderbeek. Also, Buddy Garrity from Friday Night Lights is in it. And you know how he and the boys bond? One of the players is a star football player. So all these differences they have, but the one thing they can bond over is faith, family, and football. Because the star player has a cross necklace. He's a star football player, and he loves his family. So that's how they bond. And how does it end? I'll let you guys find out on Prime.
I like that this guy's been typecast as, I don't know, football-loving Texan. That is his.
So it isn't his final thing. Apparently James Vanderbeek is also in the Legally Blonde series, prequel series, I guess. So he's in that too for a couple episodes, but he did make another one on Prime. So he had a deal with Prime, I guess, but he was in The Gates.
The Gates.
It's fine. It's not great. It's pretty typical, and you kind of know what's going to happen.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
I mean, the what's it called? I guess the concept or, you know, the premise. Like, oh, okay. And then it's like, yeah, I can fill in the gaps.
Yeah, know? Three buddies. Two guys are one guy is best friend is friends with each guy, and the other two aren't really from the same world, and they have to figure out a way to bond over this shared trauma that they're having inside this gated community. Also the daughter from what's the show? Jason Bateman, Netflix.
Black Rabbit.
No, the one where he's a money launderer for the mob.
Ozarks.
Ozark. The daughter from Ozark is in it. So hey, I know you.
Yeah.
I don't know what you've been doing.
It's your yay high.
I don't know what you've been doing since Ozark, but you're in this too. It's fine. I wouldn't say rush to it.
No.
But if you got time, you got a week off, and you don't want to rewatch Game of Thrones like Jerry's doing, you can watch The Gates like I did. All right, we'll go to break with that. We had a mention of Deshaun Watson. We'll hear from him as he did something that people assume would end his time as a starter. And Todd Munkin said, hold on, wait a minute. I got different plans. So get to Deshaun. There's also some quarterback news in the SEC because football, at least college football, starts this week. Week zero, or they're now no longer calling it that. But we got games. Games that'll count on the schedule. So we'll get into some quarterback news around the SEC along with Deshaun Watson when we come back.
If you missed John and Lance, you missed this.
I don't have $25 million in the bank.
I do the show with the poor.
Yeah, I've got $25 in there some weeks.
I was overdrafted last month.
Weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
News of the day, Dana Brown. Look, it depends on how you look at firings. As Jerry said, Christmas Eve in August. I don't look at it that way. It's just part of the business. Dana Brown, he and the Astros mutually part ways. There are joint statements, so they're showing you they did it in concert. No hard feelings. They thanked Dana Brown for his contributions over the last 4 years. Dana Brown talked about, or at least gave thanks for his time in Houston. And the kicker, or maybe I was going to say cherry on top, but I would say the bleep sandwich for some on top is the fact that the name Jeff Bagwell comes across in the release about how he will take part in decision-making for the Astros and as they go forward, at least for now, till they bring in a GM. Never, you can go home again, but never in a position of power. Don't do that. Jeff Bagwell,
yeah,
you would be great as the guy who was part of those 90s teams.
Look at Craig Biggio.
Yeah, Craig Biggio was part of it too for a little bit, but he somehow escaped.
Yeah, he's not the guy who's in the press.
Yeah,
release.
Because he no longer is part of it. From what we can tell, at least not in any prominent way where the Astros feel it necessary to mention his name in a press
yeah,
release.
Just be in the shadows.
Yeah, come to team events. Be a guy who is one of the faces of Astros history.
In spring training, you know, you're out there.
Stop by Folger Arms, look at what's going on. Yeah.
You got the stuff, kid. That kind of stuff.
All that stuff. Instead, you want to sign guys like an Abreu or a Montero. Now look at you. Now people, when they hear your name, go, ugh.
Yeah.
Can he not be part of this? But Jeff Bagwell wants to be part of it, and he's apparently one of Jim Crane's trusted advisors.
Most productive Astro.
It would have been fine. You would have been cool. Instead, you want a little taste.
Yeah.
Now you're getting it.
Flew too close to the sun.
And while he isn't reviled like a former Houston athlete is in Houston, he hadn't gotten to that level.
No, it would take a lot.
Take a lot. Jeff Bagwell would have to do a lot to match the guy we're about to hear from. So Deshaun Watson continuing not playing well for the Browns. He did that again over the weekend, and he got booed. And then he was asked about that in his post-game presser. I will give you the visual if you don't know. He is fiddling with, let's say, a diamond earring, an expensive diamond earring while he's talking to the press, which doesn't help when you play bad. You play bad, you're fiddling with, let's just say, the epitome of that guy's got a lot of money. When you're fiddling with your diamond earring, people just think, oh, entitled, got a lot of money, all the things that go through people's heads when they don't like the player. That stuff doesn't matter when you play well. They don't care what you do. But you stink on the field, they're going to have problems with pretty much everything you do, and they're not going to be happy with his words. Here's Deshaun Watson after the game.
Man, I didn't have no reaction. I think the biggest thing is, I think you guys know too, and I think the whole world knows, it has nothing to do about the performance. It's a little bit personal than that, so I think that's it's a disrespectful thing. I'm going to keep whatever I feel with me and my family internally on how I feel about that. Just move on.
But don't you think, Deshaun, that winning and playing better would eliminate some of that booing?
Last time I played on this field, I tore my Achilles. And that same fan base, they cheered when I got hurt. So does that have to do with, what does that have to do with anything about performance? When a person get hurt, especially for your own city, and they cheer.
Does any of that make you regret coming here?
No, I don't regret anything in my life. You know, I think the Lord put me through situations for a reason, so I don't regret anything at all. But, you know, I had different thoughts on how it was going to be, but, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes, you know, the tables turn. And I'm patient enough because I'm a child of God to, you know, wait for that time to change. So I'm not tripping on it.
So his last game for the Browns was back in 2014 where he tore his Achilles, right? Or was it ACL? Achilles against the Cincinnati Bengals in a 21-14 loss. He was 15-17 for 128 yards. So checkdowns, you would say, for the most part. And they booed him. And he said that had nothing to do with performance. Of course it had to do with performance. They booed you, or they cheered for you. They cheered for your injury because they didn't want to see you on the field anymore because the team stunk. This is, at its base, what generally a fan is about. Not everyone, but for the most part, once you're on their team and inside of a game, they kind of don't care who you are as a person. What you did. If you are great, while there may be some regret, he didn't have any, but there may be some regret that they have to cheer for a guy who has off-the-field stuff going on. If you are dotting guys up and throwing touchdown passes, that stuff gets forgotten for the 3.5 hours you're out there. It is what it is. And he may be right. Browns fans cheered for his injury. Because it was easy to cheer for your injury because of what you are alleged to have done off the field. But if you had led the Browns to, at the time, they had played 7 games, a 6-1 record, or that was the 7th game when he got hurt. So if you were 5-1 going in, they're not cheering for you getting hurt. They're devastated because, oh no, our starting quarterback for our good football team who has some hope is hurt. It has a lot to do with the performance. Your off-the-field stuff made it easy. You know what? Let's cheer for this guy, because not only does he suck, but he's got this stuff on him that you know, we had to look past because he was our quarterback. It's pretty simple. Fans aren't complicated.
Yeah.
You play well, you win. We'll root for you and be sad when you're hurt. If you stink, no matter who you are as a person, we don't want you around. And the Browns fans were sold franchise quarterback. We're going to give you all this money. We're going to give up all these picks because we believe you're the difference between us being the Browns and being something that's not the Browns, a good football team. And he did not fulfill the promise that he was supposed to. So anything after that is just extras. They may not have cheered your injury if you were just a regular card-carrying bad quarterback. I'm not going to disagree that the extra stuff that some people stopped being Browns fans over led to it, but it would have been pretty quickly forgotten if you were good at your job. I kind of know this because at a time, I talked to a Cleveland program director about a job. This was clearly years ago now. It was when Deshaun first got there. I wasn't working here. And he asked me about Deshaun, and because he was trying to suss out who I was and could I do the job there, and he was asking me about Deshaun. I said, I don't think he's a elevator for a franchise. At the time, he was a good quarterback, but I saw him be a good quarterback and the Texans still be terrible.
Yeah.
So there are levels to a franchise-changing quarterback and simply a good one. I thought he could be a good one, but he wasn't going to change who you are. But he goes, we have to do this, right? We got to, right? We're the Browns. We don't have anybody. We got to do it. I said, I guess. Sure, you have to do it, but he's not going to be the guy you think he is. And he is far worse than I could have imagined. But they were willing and hoping that he would be a guy that they could look past all the other stuff because he could play. And the allegations, the settlements for improperly touching women would have been an aside to, hey, look at our guy. We've got a real quarterback now. Instead, they got what they got, and they got their starting quarterback. It was immediately after, everyone was like, he'll never play in Cleveland again. He's peed all over the fans. The Browns can't start him. And Todd Monken said, actually, I can't start him.
Watch this.
I've watched the other guys. You know I've got Talon Green, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador on my roster?
Soft-tossing lefty.
Yeah, I'm going to start him. I don't care what you guys think. And Todd Monken has some quotes about getting booed. Hey, just play better. You don't get booed. And
that's problem solved.
That is, yeah. Todd, you got something to say about that, by the way. You are the offensive mind and the head coach. If he plays better, which doesn't seem possible, the boos would turn to cheers because fans ain't honorable. There's nothing honorable about this.
Go play. If he balls out, wins the Super Bowl, he's Ben Roethlisberger. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
you're Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Like that. It is just
remember
as simple
that being
as
in
that.
A bar bathroom that doesn't get talked about anymore? Because he won, and he was a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah. Peyton Manning sitting on the assistant or whatever, training assistant's face.
That happened when he was a Tennessee Volunteer. Yeah. Not a lot of people know that story. But when that happened, it was alleged that Archie got involved and was like, hey, he said something along the lines of, hey, we've seen who this girl runs around with. Can she really be trusted? That was the defense. Hey, she's kind of promiscuous. Can we really trust what she said about my son putting his genitals in an area he shouldn't have? She's promiscuous.
Yeah, but he was also,
he's also a legend in the making. Yeah, so
number one pick.
So exactly. So as Sean, great point he brings up. For the most part, do whatever, but you can pretty much do anything as long as you're not in prison, as long as you play well. And fans will find a way to look past it because they don't really want to know you as a person for the most part. All the heartwarming stuff is cool, but honestly,
they just want to win.
Look, Deshaun Watson was beloved for a couple years here. He gave the money to the lunch ladies. Remember that?
That was awesome.
And he was the new hope, and he played like it.
J.J. Watt apologized to him on the field at the end of 2020, saying that they wasted one of his seasons.
Yeah.
Little do we know, the last good season he
had. And J.J. Watt was on the practice field for the Texans today, and he was asked about Deshaun. He goes, well, it was a lot of money. We'll see if it works out.
Wait to see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
So. Yeah. I mean, it's so crazy that the Browns still have to do it. Like, he got traded in what? The spring of 2022? And he still has to like be out there for the Browns because it's so onerous to cut him somehow? Like, this, it's like honestly ridiculous that in the world of Russell Wilson cap hits and Kyler Murray and Tua setting the record, it's like this guy still has to play what, in year four of this? What, wasn't it a 4-year deal? Like, how is, I know they've restructured it since then, which I'm not putting that on my resume if I'm Andrew Berry, but he's talking about it in the past tense in the clip. He is talking about, like, well, it didn't go well. this decision I made didn't go well, but I don't regret it because, you know, whatever. Every day's a journey or something. But, yeah, it is depressing. You got to feel bad for Deshaun Watson. I'm just saying that there's basically one of the 32 NFL teams that's, like, being held hostage by a quarterback and a cap hit in this way.
The other teams were able to find a way out, even if it's going to cost them and not have to play the guy. The Browns are like, you know what? Let's give it a go.
Like, what?
Why is Todd Monken doing this?
And why did you draft, what, three quarterbacks in the last two drafts?
Yeah,
like, why'd you do that?
But Todd Monken didn't have a part to play in that. At least with Rayola. He's an Oregon quarterback too now, but Gabriel and Shador. He doesn't have to play Deshaun Watson.
Like, what? Or Andrew Berry. Why is this guy still on the team? Like, what happened? Why can't you get rid of this guy? What, you don't want to take the cap hit on and you know, squeeze some of this awesome talent that's on the Browns roster? What are we talking about? Get this guy out of here.
While you were talking, I was going through the Peyton Manning thing. Archie said she had a vulgar
mouth. I'm sorry, Manning family, that I brought this up.
Sorry. Because I remember having these conversations with John Lance years ago. He characterized her as having a vulgar mouth. The trainer in question, Archie, did. So I don't know. I do remember something along the line. Maybe it wasn't promiscuous, but she wasn't a polite lady, I believe is what he said. she had a vulgar mouth.
God. And this happened in 1996.
No,
1996. Oh.
Peyton Manning was accused of placing his bare buttocks and exposed genitals on the face and head of the female athletic trainer. Peyton Manning said it was just a mooning of a teammate, and she just happened to be in the area. And there's been lawsuits and settlements and so on. But you know what? You know what Peyton went out and did? Never beat Florida. That's what he went out and did.
Ouch.
You know.
Well, dirty, filthy.
If it's true, it is dirty and filthy.
And that's also Archie Manning's defense.
She's dirty and filthy in some ways, I guess. Hey, you can't trust her. She's got a vulgar mouth.
Yeah.
All right. There are some more serious things that happened. She did report it, and the person who heard her report didn't think she was lying. So there's a lot. You can look at it if you want to slander the Mannings like Sean did.
I didn't slander. It's not slander.
It's true. It's not slander. Hey, I know they're litigious. It's not slander.
And it was a compliment.
Because he was great at football?
Because he was great
at football.
Away
with stuff?
It never stuck to him.
It's true.
You had to be the nationwide guy for 30 years after that.
It's true.
Cut that meat.
Yes.
Ruin that trainer.
It's another case of if you're great at doing the thing that people love to watch you do, they'll look past anything almost. And Deshaun, not great at football.
Not clearing the bar.
Not even close. So Browns fans will boo. They'll cheer when you get hurt. And they got one more year this before a clean slate for all those involved, it looks like. All right. We got one more segment to go before we're done. The number is 713-780-3776.
ESPN.
97.5.
Stay up to date on the latest Houston sports news and follow us on socials at ESPN Houston.
You're back inside the Huntington Bank Studios with Del Olalea and Sean Mapes.
So, Dana Brown out as the Astros GM. Joe Spada will be with the team in New York. He did not manage yesterday because of a family emergency, but he traveled with the team to New York, and he will manage the team as they face the Yankees tomorrow. The Astros have an off day, which is just a reward for all of us. We'll get back to watching Astros baseball starting tomorrow. So KJ said, gave us the reason. Like he goes, the reason that Deshaun's still in the roster because of the cap hit. No, I get that part, the dead cap, $127 million. I get that. I just don't know why he has to start. And that's Todd Monk's decision, their head coach. So they do start on the road for their first two games. So it'll be a bit of a test run. If he's terrible, which he has been for his entire Browns tenure, maybe that'll end his time as a starter. So they get to see what they got in places that will be more friendly, I guess, because it ain't Cleveland right now for Deshaun Watson and the Browns. Some other news in the NFL. Jed York, the 49ers owner, arrested in an Ohio prostitution-related case. The initial charge was engaged in prostitution, which makes it sound like Jed York is on the street selling his wares. No, he was alleged to have paid for sex. They have pled that down, it looks like, to disorderly conduct. I don't know how you get from one to the other than being the owner of the 49ers. You got a lawyer who can get that done for you. But the mugshot is out there. Jed York. I would have called him a short king if this wasn't his charge. Can you really call a guy a short king if the reason he's in the news is because of prostitution, or at least related to prostitution? But he comes, look, I'm not a tall man. I'm 5'9". But Jed York looks like he comes in at about 5'6 or 7". And why was he in Ohio? Sean did ask that question. Turns out he's from Ohio. That's why Jed York, he's from Youngstown, so he was in the Ohio area and got busted. He pled no contest to a couple misdemeanors. He got one day in jail for each charge, so he got a two-day jail sentence plus a fine of over $1,100. Look, this ain't going to be much of anything. I mean, the NFL will probably send, hey, Jed, what are you up to? What are you doing? I don't know if he even gets a sternly worded letter from Roger. Hey, Jed, come on. The shield. What are you doing? But the picture will live on. He's never escaping the picture.
The headline, too.
Oh, prostitution, that's tough. But
ask Rob Kraft about that.
Oh, four hands, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
Although that was a bigger deal because that was like
they were talking about human trafficking in a ring. It turns out he just was going there to get a massage below his waist, pretty much.
Yeah.
And not below his knees. But in this case, Jed's picture, I didn't even know really what Jed York looked. I knew what Robert Kraft looked like. I've seen enough of him being handed Super Bowls trophies. Jed York, not so much. Now I know what he looks like, and I'm not going to forget.
No. Not a great offseason when your owner is brought up on prostitution charges and then pleaded down. Your coach has a mysterious car accident that the reporting has to be delayed for whatever reason on that, and there is some like weird
police report, it's my fault, but it doesn't say it's whatever.
And then you have the electronic substation and
the injuries that have followed.
Injuries, even if those things aren't related, just the belief that because you are so injured every year, they have to be related. Not fantastic stuff for the Niners. George Kittle gonna be back week one, though.
So that's good stuff.
So, other than
Jed York have to sacrifice for The karma?
I don't think they're related.
I don't think he did it on purpose, but in the cosmos, did somebody have to take a fall for George Kittle to get off the pup list, and it had to be Jed York?
I would like to think that George Kittle is just a hard-working man and attacked his rehab.
We watch a lot of Marvel. Things have to be in balance, according to one supervillain, and maybe that York getting popped is
soul for a soul
is the sacrifice for George Kittle's getting out there and being active for week one.
Well, Jed York was getting active too.
Well,
allegedly.
Criminal tools was his other charge. I don't know what criminal tools means. It just sounds like drug stuff, but who knows? Either way, misdemeanors. I'm sure he's back in the comfortable confines of Northern California. Get out of Ohio as quickly as you can, Jed. Not a good spot for you, it appears. We did mention the listener party. I did want to let you guys know, because they for the guys going, you're going to get fed pretty good. OMG Burgers is going to be there. We've mentioned Ninfas in the past. It's going to be a good time. You got a couple more days to try to get in. With us, you got one more, but Jeremy and Joe have 2 days. John and Lance have another day. We are done giving away spots tomorrow. Ducky McSweeney's, Texadelphia, Terry's Black Barbecue, Republic Boot Company will be there as well. So a lot of great sponsors going to feed you and maybe get your chance at a gift certificate or two as well. So if you can, join us. And if you are already set to go, it's going to be a good time on Friday out at St. Arnold. That music means we are done for the day. Since we're done for the day, Sean, what's it going to be?
You can't be trying to hump right now. This isn't the time for it.
If only Mike McDonald says that to Jed York at some point. They will be in the same building at least a couple times. We'll see if they make have a little get-together. Unlikely. I don't know that owners talk to opposing coaches. We found a way to play it. We were wondering.
My one shot, one opportunity.
Shout out to you and B-Rabbit as well. Rich Eisen's up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.